Come on, podcaster. Come on, Pod Smasher. The first podcast ever. Come here. Come on down, Podmat. Here. See, for the first annual podcast of tonight is Wednesday, and it is the first night of our weekly feature series of Podcast Dinner, and tonight I have scalloped potatoes that are spicy that no one wants. Pepper man. We have rice. We have peas. We have Miles not at the table, which is a problem.
There we go.
Not a problem solved. I know. Let's see.
I have a comment. Can you hear me from here?
Maybe. Go ahead.
I have a question. I want to know what Leo had to say about the iPad.
What's that?
There's a new announcement from Apple today. They have something called the iPad, which is a combination of basically an iTouch that's like this big.
Okay, how big is it?
It's like a 9x7.
Like a sheet of paper.
Yes. Sheet of paper is 8.5x11, so it's a little bit smaller. But I heard it live. Lee was so excited. It was it was in an audit. It was in an old theater in San Francisco. It was invite only. He had a audio feed that kept getting messed up while he was in the middle of it. But you could hear Jobs in the background. Miles, dude, listen to me. Listen to me. What are you doing? Okay, move that chair back. So, essentially, Leo, I saw him afterwards. He was with some guy that looked like he just fell out of a...
Oh, maybe he should be sitting next to you.
Okay, he's sitting next to his brother. So, he looked like the guy fell out of a Hunter S. Thompson novel. He was real rough. And then there was another guy next to him, and they were just freaking out. I guarantee you... What?
Right
now.
I'm not kidding.
A
what? Why? Do I need to answer that?
Yeah, we need to use our fork.
Okay. All right. You're licking your fingers at the dinner table.
So he was beyond excited. I could tell he didn't sleep all night.
He was that excited.
He probably didn't go to the bathroom all day because he sweat. He was waving his foot.
Mama!
Eat your food. Okay?
No, I'm excited. I'm excited to see it.
It's a $500 device. Not until you start eating, buddy. I will give this to you when you start eating.
Hey, what is it, bro?
Mark, you're not eating anything. You're drinking Kool-Aid.
Can you use it?
Don't touch it. No. But Amazon stock went up like $2 today, which is kind of weird.
Miles, use your fork or spoon.
Miles, use your fork. I will.
Well, the other exciting thing is that the sun came out for like the first time in weeks, it seems like. And everyone will be happy to know that I saw Gary.
Gary Lisa. See?
Not Coco.
And since we do podcasts, we're going to focus on things that are positive. I got a confirmation today from Hollywood Superman that he's going to send an autographed picture to me because he loved the video that I made for him, which is going to go into frame and will be...
If you make me read this little, I will cry for an hour. Because I'm having fun with the podcast. I know. It's Daddy's plate. It's the I Love You plate.
It's a nice plate.
That we got for Daddy for Valentine's Day. We actually got it for everybody
mm-hmm.
to enjoy. Yes, you can use it too.
Daddy? Yep, I used it. What happened to you today at school, Miles? In your lip? Did you hurt your lip?
No.
Well, I wrote a note to say that your teeth are fine, because I brushed them and I looked at them, and your teeth are fine.
I wrote a note saying he was going to the dentist. On that sheet.
Well, yeah, he's going to.
He's got an appointment.
Yeah.
Here,
well, we got a brush really good.
Please use your spoon.
It's a chain reaction. Everything that you do.
And unteaching him is going to be a lot harder than unteaching you.
And I never use my fingers.
You want
some more rice? He's looking at you.
You have a whole bunch of rice on your plate. After you eat all that, you can have more. I asked your brother because he ate all his up already.
Miles, where's Bobby at this week?
No!
Boo-boo, he wasn't on the bus?
No.
I haven't seen him.
Because he's been sick.
Okay, so, I found out, with Zen's art critique, that essentially she writes it on the board and then they just transcribe it, so there's no, like, original thoughts from the crowd. It's all her saying, Kandinsky filled this canvas with these lines, these shapes, this color, and this kind of vibe. It's an expressionism, it's this, that, and the other, but they don't have any input. So she writes it all on the wall, and then they fill it out. So I would figure.
How did he make that up?
What?
I was just trying to figure out how you made that work up. I mean, how did you miss it in the first place?
Yeah, was it when you were sick or what happened?
Maybe.
I'm just trying to figure things out. Why are that's my weakness? I was going to have an explanation for something. But I mean, since you did get a D in the class, I'm trying to figure out.
Use your utensils. Very important to blame. And you can pull that plate up a little bit closer to you. So?
Gotten a D if all you had to do was copy from the board, and if you were there, you would have been doing that, right? Yeah. So that's all you have to do is copy from the board? A little bit difficult with crazy children running around with pencil sharpened razors to copy from the board, I would imagine. I wouldn't be able to copy from the board if...
It's hard to concentrate. You want any more rice, then?
Okay.
All right, I'll get it.
Well, I'm going to work tomorrow. I've had a little vacation.
No, Mario! Mario!
I'm going to go to work, but I'll be here to pick you up from the bus. I'll be here when you go home from the school for college.
Sweetness. You want some more peas, Miles? You want world peas? So do I.
So much food on his plate.
He wants world peace, which is fine.
Why don't you eat all the peas on your plate? What are you going to wear to school tomorrow? Your puppy pants?
No.
Jeans, yep, I put them in the dryer today, this morning.
And I just put your Baba shirt in the washing machine so it can be dry. You can wear it tonight if you want to. I mean, tomorrow, your blue one with your name on it. You want to? And I washed your shoes. I got all the mud off of them. Can you use a napkin, please? Wipe your face and put your...
Here. You don't need to do that when you need to blow your nose. We don't need a massive announcement that that's what's going on.
We don't ever wipe our face on our shirt. Yeah, your brother's working on that. That's a hard habit.
My nose.
Great.
My nose.
Hi. No, karate's not tonight.
Mommy?
Karate will be Thursday, and your brother will have a tournament.
Baba?
On Saturday.
Mommy?
Yes. Love. Which we will go to for part of that.
What?
I don't know if we're going to sleep on the floor tonight.
What?
Maybe.
Let's do this. Let's plan on doing it. But do you think you can pull it off? Because last time you went up to the bed, which is fine. But if we're going to try, why don't we try to do it? Because there was one night a couple weeks ago that you did really good. Do you think you can do it tonight?
Chewy. Why is it chewy? Why don't you cut it up into smaller pieces? Eat your peas, please. I wanted to have a spinach salad. I forgot.
What?
I was going to call you and tell you to make it so that I wouldn't forget.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot. And then, which you come by it naturally, the window to your studio is open partially. It's a horrible break-in hazard. I keep forgetting to tell you that.
You mean down here?
Yeah.
It's always been because of that cord.
At the top, though? It's open at the top. Like, quite a bit.
Okay, I'll take a look.
And since we're not using that cord, it can be brought in. Mm-hmm. You don't use it till Christmas. Right? I don't know if we still get that. Well, I mean,
Yeah, all before then.
Not that I'm worried about ravens. I'm not worried about things like that. I don't worry about things like that.
I know you don't.
I just saw it was open and thought...
Miles, use your stone.
Might as well close it, right?
Use your stone. There you go. Good job.
Yummy.
Yummy for your... For your what, Miles? Tummy.
You can do a bathroom.
So...
They're good, aren't they? They're baby
teeth. Did you sit in the rocking chair with Connie today? You did?
Probably with Paula.
Okay.
Did you make anything today in school?
You had a boo-boo.
You said Paula? Is it Paul?
Paula. Paula.
Paula.
Paula. Vera. Connie, Jenny, Harley, Meredith. We have to call her something besides Peachy, because you have too many Peachy's in your life.
Peachy.
Like there's three Peachy's involved.
Can you say
Mare? We need to have her this weekend, even if it's for a couple of hours.
Just
so she gets used to it, you know. Because we haven't had her since...
Isn't that like a sheep or a goat or something?
A mare? It's a female horse, I believe. But that's M-A-R-E, and I was saying mare, M-E-R, like the beginning of Meredith. Miles, can you say this?
Yes.
Why don't you just say ma?
Ma.
There you go.
Okay, thank you.
That was magical.
I know. Maybe this plant needs to be watered.
Uh-oh.
Well, I had the magic ball in there that was keeping it watered, but it could have been completely toxic from glitter.
Why?
Because you poured a bunch of glitter in my plant. Do you need to mess with that? I don't think so.
It's been empty for a long time.
Well, let's fill it up.
One second.
I don't think that pink color works, because the dirt always gets jammed up in it.
Well, whenever I fill it up, I take the dirt out.
So when you think your belly's full... Say mommy or daddy.
Do you want me to cut up that
for you?
Say mommy.
Do you have a knife on your plate? Tommy. I'm talking about candy up. We're going to step off right now.
Daddy.
Say that one.
Daddy.
Go on, buddy.
You already had two suckers today. Yeah, you had a big one. And your little one. And you had a piece of candy. And I'm just not sure that your teeth can handle any more sugar.
They said that your teeth aren't doing good at school today. Which means...
They said they hurt.
Can you cut the biggest pieces up? Hold on. I need you to go over with your spoon, and I need you to have three more bites of your right teeth.
There are small pieces I can't see anymore.
If your tummy's full, then you can't have a lollipop. If you can't have three more bites, we're not going to even talk about dessert.
No.
No. Focus. Don't look at me. I don't want food stolen all over the place. One. Two. Focus.
That's a little chewy. That's a little reminiscent of chicken jerky. Which I don't understand why.
No.
Pretty jerky. Okay, so we've come to kind of a, we're coming to the end of, end of the end right now. Huh?
Is the podcast on?
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Very secretive.
Do you want to say something? Do you remember this day? For this week by?
Wednesday the 27th
of January. It's coming up on the second anniversary of Papa Austin's death.
Okay.
Well,
these podcasts are going to be reflections of what's going on. It's not necessarily going to be, it has to be happy or it has to be this.
And you have a big tournament coming up on Saturday. Grandma's going to come. You know, it said that you guys were going out to dinner and bowling afterwards, but Grandma wanted to take you out to a movie, so.
I'll go to a movie.
Do you want to do both?
I'll go with her.
Because conceivably you could do both. It's just that, what time's the tournament over?
I don't know. I've seen that email.
I think it's like 3:30 or something.
Yeah.
You can't drive in the dark. So.
Yeah, it's going to present a problem.
Yeah, I can do it there.
I mean, depending on what time it is, maybe you guys can at least go eat with them. And then go from there. Okay, we need to clean up.
Yeah,
then, Miles, hold on. Miles, if you go over towards that candy thing right now and you leave this area, it's done. I don't want you to ask me anymore. You don't need to sit on the floor. Come on over here. We're getting ready to clean up. And you ran out of the room while I was trying to explain to you.
Are you full of your chicken? Okay.
What we need to do is we're going to take the plates in.
Come on,
we're
going to
get in the cleanup mode. And before we do that, we're going to say, don't talk about the lollipop to me. I know you want it. You said it a lot.
What are we going to say?
We're going to say bye-bye for tonight. So all of us are going to go around and say bye-bye.
Bye!
Bye-bye. This is our last... This is our first week without Coco.
And Miles?
Bye-bye.
To sign us out.
Bye-bye.
Who do you miss at night?
Coco.
Want more? Go to DominoWeb.com, the home of time wasting.